Gentlemen, welcome to episode number 23 of the Theology of Eternal Damnation in Hell. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is about the negative side of eternal life. When it comes to what happens after death, people love to talk about heaven and the wonderful benefits of eternity with God. However, everybody is singing about heaven, as the saying goes, ain't going. There is less talk about the negative side of eternal life. This podcast will explore what the Holy Bible says about hell and the eternal damnation of those who die without Christ. Our scripture passage for today is Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, which reads, "Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." But I say unto you, and by the way, these are the words of Jesus Christ, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, "It is a very remarkable fact that no inspired preacher of whom we have any record ever uttered such terrible words concerning the destiny of the lost as our Lord Jesus Christ." Our eternal damnation in hell topic for today is actually hell itself, part one, as we shift from podcast number 22, recorded much earlier. We get this from the Evangelical Dictionary of Biblical Theology by Dr. Walter Elwell. He goes on to share, "Hell is the place of God's final retributive punishment. Scripture progressively develops this destiny of the wicked. The Old Testament outlines the framework, while the New Testament elaborates on it. Jesus Christ himself, however, is most responsible for defining hell. In the Old Testament, Sheol denotes the abode of the dead. Conscious souls face a shadowy existence in this land of oblivion. Since death is not a natural occurrence, but issues from the fall, the Old Testament confidently awaits God's demonstration of his lordship over Sheol by raising the righteous to life. While God's kingship also has implications for the wicked, here the Old Testament is more reserved. The Old Testament infrequently suggests a bodily resurrection for the wicked, a final judgment and retribution for evil deeds. Nevertheless, the contemptible and horrible destiny of the wicked, irretrievably isolated from the righteous, is clear. The intertestamental literature constructed divergent scenarios for the wicked dead, including annihilation and endless torment. Sheol frequently became an interim location for the dead, distinguished from the place of final punishment. This final punishment was usually located in a valley south of Jerusalem, known in Hebrew as Gehinnom, or the Valley of Hinnom, and in Greek as Gehenna. This valley had a long history as a place of infamy, notorious for the child sacrifices offered to Molech, a false god, during the reigns of Ahaz and Manasseh. This valley was further desecrated when Josiah used it as Jerusalem's refuse dump, and it was prophesied as the place of God's future fiery judgment. While some intertestamental writings equate hell with the lake of fire in this accursed valley of Hinnom, others use it to denote a place in the underworld. In addition, the respective scenarios for the wicked, whether annihilation or eternal torment, shaped images of God's judgment. For instance, at times fire consumes the wicked. In other texts, fire and worms torment their victim to a useless eternal existence. Dear friend, before we pray, next time in the Eternal Damnation in Hell podcast, we will deal with more verses and more thoughts regarding the existence of hell, the fact of hell, and how Jesus Christ himself described hell. If there is a next time. If there is not a next time, please do not go to hell. And after I pray, I'm going to show you how you can avoid going to hell and gain a home in heaven when you die. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together. And we thank you, Lord, for leading me to deal with a subject that most preachers never deal with, and most people do not want to have it dealt with. But it needs to be dealt with, and we need to hear about it. Because, Lord Jesus, you spoke more about it than any prophet in the Bible. And you spoke more about it than you did about heaven. So, Lord, give us a great understanding. Help us to understand that if we die without you, without knowing you as our Savior, that soul will go to hell and spend eternity in torment. And so open blinded eyes at this truth and unstop deaf ears and save those who are lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, revive those who are saved as well to be the shining lights and witnesses that we all should be. Amen. Now, dear friend, please understand with me that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Which will it be for you? Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Holy Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Number two, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Number three, accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Holy Bible says in Revelation 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Holy Bible states in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, please repent of your sins. Please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. For the Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your soul's salvation from hell and your soul's salvation to heaven, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments through lying, through stealing, through taking your holy name in vain, through lust and coveting after people and things, by dishonoring my parents and disobeying my parents, and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say congratulations to you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. May God bless you and keep you, dear friend, until next time.